The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 8, text number 15. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on January 5th, 2016, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svamyaniti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So tonight we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 15.
Hoy estamos leyendo el Bhagavad Gita, capítulo 8, texto 13.
Mambu pecha punarjanma dukalayam mashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana sangsidim paramam kata. After attaining me, you can, I'll just give you a little phrase that you can translate. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since this temporary world, since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Let me break it down for you. Since this temporary material world, now you have some help.
Yes.
8:15. Prabhupada, the translator is going to help you out, whoever translated it.
8:15.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and read the English all the way through, and then you can read the Spanish. Since this temporary world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as avyokta and akshara and parama gati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision, and it is inexplicable, but it is the highest goal the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personalist devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls. So I have come here to Mendoza with a mission.
Yo vine acá a Mendoza con una misión.
I want to convince all of you to become pure devotees of Krishna.
Yo quiero convencerlos a todos ustedes de volverse devotos con fe en Krishna.
Because of the present moment,
porque en el momento presente,
you are situated in Dukkhalayam, a world full of misery.
Ustedes están situados en un mundo lleno de miserias.
I don't like to see people suffering.
No me gusta ver a la gente sufrir.
I've been blessed by Prabhupada with a life of unlimited happiness.
Yo fui bendecido por Prabhupada con felicidad.
And I can't stand seeing devotees who are suffering, or anyone who's suffering.
Y no soporto ver que los devotos sufran, en realidad que nadie sufra.
So I really want to make a sales pitch tonight.
Entonces yo sinceramente quiero hacer un establecer.
To convince each and every one of you sincerely take up the path of pure devotional service.
Convencerlos a cada uno de ustedes que sinceramente tomen el camino del servicio devocional.
With full determination.
Con determinación fuerte.
Full enthusiasm.
Con entusiasmo.
And with patience.
Ah?
And with patience.
Patience.
Patience. To be patient. To wait. Be able to wait.
Ah, y ser despertado.
Yeah. So I've been doing this for 45 years, you see.
He estado haciendo esto los últimos 40 años.
And to get to the place where I am now with my consciousness.
Y para llegar al lugar que yo estoy ahora en mi consciencia.
When I was a young brahmachari, I wasn't here, you see. I wasn't this.
Si no hubiera sido un brahmachari,
I wasn't this peaceful.
No,
I wasn't this happy.
No era tan feliz.
It took me 45 years to come to this state I'm in today, you see.
Me llevó 45 años de llegar a este estado.
So you have to be patient.
Entonces hay que ser paciente.
Rome wasn't built in one day. The city of Rome was not built in one day.
Un edificio no es construido solamente en un día.
So you can't expect to become a pure devotee overnight, you see.
No puedes esperar convertirte en un devoto puro de la noche a la mañana.
And I'm not even a pure devotee yet, you see.
Yo ni siquiera soy un devoto puro todavía.
I'm closer now than I was 45 years ago.
Estoy cerquita ahora, pero ya han pasado 45 años.
But I'm not a pure devotee yet.
Ni siquiera soy un devoto puro.
I'm pure, much purer than I was, and I'm getting purer every day.
Estoy más purificado de lo que estaba y me purifico cada día.
When I become a pure devotee, and Krishna will reveal himself, I'll see Krishna in front of me.
Pero cuando sea un devoto puro, voy a poder ver a Krishna enfrente de mí.
That's how you can know that you're a pure devotee.
Ahí es cuando sabes que eres un devoto puro.
When Krishna reveals himself to you personally.
Cuando Krishna se te revela en persona.
But until then,
entonces,
he reveals himself in the form of the spiritual master.
Se revela a sí mismo en la forma del maestro espiritual.
So I was very fortunate to get the shelter of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Yo fui muy afortunado de haber tenido el refugio de su divina gracia, Srila Prabhupada.
And he ordered me that I should also become a spiritual master.
Y él me dijo a mí que también tenía que volverme un maestro espiritual.
So in spite of whatever disqualifications I may have,
entonces cualquier cualificación que yo pueda tener,
this is my duty to be a guru, a spiritual master.
Es mi deber ser un maestro espiritual guru.
To get heavy with you all, you see.
Y ser pesado con todos ustedes.
And convince you, don't go on being a nonsense.
Y convencerte de que no hagas más tonterías.
Trying to enjoy this material world.
Tratando de disfrutar este mundo material.
It's stupid to do that.
Es una estupidez hacer eso.
Stupidísimo. Because this material world is not enjoyable.
Porque este mundo material no es disfrutable.
Why are you so stupid? You want to go on trying to enjoy this material world? This is what the acharyas are telling us. So give up this stupidity.
Entonces, renuncia a la estupidez.
And understand that there is only one way that you can be happy.
Que solamente hay una sola manera que puede ser feliz.
That is by pure, unalloyed devotional service.
Eso es, a través del servicio devocional puro.
In Sanskrit, this is called Shuddha Bhakti.
En sánscrito esto se llama, Shuddha
Bhakti. Pure devotion.
Devoción segura.
We're now talking about 99.999999% pure.
We're
speaking of 100% purity.
Estamos hablando de 100% puro.
There's not even a slight tinge of a desire to enjoy this material world.
Cuando ni siquiera hay una pequeña un pequeño refusilo de deseos de disfrutar de este mundo material.
In this world, our minds are agitated.
En este mundo, nuestra mente siempre está agitada.
We desire to enjoy the opposite sex.
Porque queremos disfrutar del sexo opuesto.
Or for some, they desire to enjoy the same sex. Or some desire to enjoy the same sex.
Y algunos desean disfrutar del mismo sexo.
We have this sex desire, you see.
Tenemos estos deseos sexuales.
We get disturbed by the sex desire.
Siempre estamos perturbados por los deseos sexuales.
And we have the desire for money.
Y tenemos el deseo de tener dinero.
Dinero, mucho dinero.
Quiero tener dinero.
This desire, you see, for money.
Ese deseo tenemos.
And we want to be famous also.
También algunos quieren ser famosos.
I want to be celebrated as a great singer or a great dancer or a great leader or whatever it may be.
Yo quiero que me celebren como un gran cantante, un gran bailarino, cualquier cosa que se te ocurra.
So we're bewildered by these desires for sex life, for money, for fame.
Entonces estamos perturbados siempre por los deseos sexuales, de dinero y de fama.
But these things don't satisfy us.
Pero estos sentidos no nos satisfacen.
One day back in July of 1970,
una vez, atrás, en julio de los 70,
I was attending a birthday party for a somebody named Mr. Svedgill in Austin, Texas.
Estaba en una fiesta de cumpleaños de alguien llamado, no entendí.
He was the owner of a famous music venue.
Él era un famoso músico de una banda.
So there was one superstar, her name was Janis Joplin.
Entonces había una superstar llamada Janis Joplin.
And she had first, before she was famous, she used to sing at Mr. Threadgill's music venue. She used to sing there.
Y antes de ser famosa, ella cantaba para este hombre.
So on his birthday, she came back to pay her respects to Mr. Threadgill.
Entonces, cuando fue su cumpleaños, ella vino a ofrecer sus respetos a este señor.
For helping her get her start in the music world, you see.
Ella estaba deseando ser una estrella del mundo.
So now she's super rich, super famous.
Y después se volvió super rica, super famosa.
A sex symbol, you see.
Un símbolo sexual.
And I'm standing there with her. I'm standing there right beside her at this big function, you see.
Y yo estaba ahí parado al lado de estas personas.
So in the media, they know, oh, there's Janis Joplin.
Entonces, inmediatamente alguien dijo, oh,
let's go for an interview, you see. They
Janis
all came.
Vamos a entrevistarla. Entonces, todo el mundo se agrupó.
And she said, please have mercy, please have mercy,
entonces,
please
entonces,
have mercy.
Por favor, tenga misericordia, tenga misericordia.
She was so frustrated and miserable.
Ella era tan frustrada y miserable.
Just to be approached by the media put her into great the stress and anxiety.
Tan pronto los medios se aproximaron a ella, ella se estresó muchísimo.
And see, July, October, August, only 3 months later, she died of a heroin overdose.
Solamente 3 meses después, ella murió de una sobredosis de heroína.
Here she was, a sex symbol.
Ella era un símbolo sexual.
She was rich.
Era rica.
She was famous.
Era famosa.
But she was super miserable.
Pero era super miserable.
This is a very good lesson, you see.
Esa es una buena lección para que veamos.
You can't get happiness by becoming successful in this material world. It's not possible.
No puedes ser feliz a través de volverte famoso en el mundo material. No es posible.
So therefore, just be content to earn whatever simple living you can earn.
Entonces, por eso tenemos que tratar de tener la vida más simple que podamos.
And instead, focus on your spiritual life.
y en lugar de enfocarse en lo material, enfocarse en la vida espiritual.
If you make your best effort,
si tú haces tu mejor esfuerzo,
to chant Hare Krishna every day,
de cantar Hare Krishna todos los días,
you will be successful.
Vas a ser exitoso.
If you're not successful,
no puedes ser exitoso,
you're not making your best effort.
Si no haces tu mejor esfuerzo.
Because Krishna is in your heart.
Porque Krishna está en tu corazón.
He's the super soul.
Y es el super alma.
He's been accompanying you for millions and billions of lifetimes in the cycle of birth and death.
Él te ha acompañado por millones y millones de vidas en el ciclo de nacimiento y muerte.
Simply waiting for that moment when you say, "Okay, my Lord, I want to come back to you."
Simplemente esperando por el momento en el que.
He's simply waiting in your heart, my. When will this soul come back to me?
Simplemente esperando en el momento que tú decides.
Krishna is in great anxiety.
Krishna está en gran ansiedad.
To see how much you are suffering.
Viendo cuánto tú estás sufriendo.
So he's giving you all facility how you can come back to him.
Él te da todas las facilidades para que vuelvas a él.
He's giving you a guru.
Te da un guru.
He's giving you his holy name.
Te da el santo nombre.
He's giving you prasadam.
Te da el prasadam.
He's giving you Prabhupada's books.
Te da los libros de Prabhupada.
Everything you need to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness.
Todo lo que necesitas para que despiertes tu conciencia.
He's blessing you with these things.
Está esperando que hagas eso.
So you just have to take advantage of Krishna's mercy.
Solamente tienes que tomar ventaja de la misericordia de Krishna.
Please don't cheat yourself.
Por favor, no te engañes a ti mismo.
Please don't abuse yourself.
No abuses de ti.
Please do not punish yourself.
No te castigues.
By continuing to embrace this madness of material sense gratification.
Por continuar abrazando esta magnitud de la gratificación sensorial.
Please hear carefully the words of the spiritual master.
Por favor, escucha muy cuidadosamente las palabras del maestro espiritual.
Take them deep into your heart.
Y tómalas profundamente en tu corazón.
Embrace them as what will save you from this material world.
Abrázalos como si fuera lo que te va a salvar de este mundo material.
Because the words of the spiritual master.
Porque las palabras del maestro espiritual.
Are not the words of the spiritual master.
No son las palabras del maestro espiritual.
Krishna is using the spiritual master. Spiritual master is channeling Krishna.
El maestro espiritual está.
He's a channel through which Krishna is enlightening you.
Es un canal por el cual Krishna te está iluminando.
So try to understand Krishna is directly speaking to you right now.
Entonces trata de entender que Krishna te está hablando a través de él en este momento.
Through the channel of the bona fide spiritual master.
A través del canal del maestro espiritual genuino.
Take advantage of Krishna's mercy.
Toma ventaja de la misericordia de Krishna.
Krishna loves you more than you can even begin to imagine how much he loves you.
Krishna te ama como ni siquiera tú puedes imaginar que él te ama.
Try to love Krishna in return.
Trata de amar a Krishna a cambio.
Yeyatamang prapadyante tangstataiva bhajam yaham mamamadmanu vartante manushya pratasarvashaha. As all of them surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
Tan pronto tú te rindes a mí, yo reciproco contigo.
Everyone follows my path in all regards, O Sanaprita.
Todo aquel que siga mi camino, de regreso, yo.
So Krishna is there.
Entonces Krishna está ahí.
He is bestowing unlimited mercy upon you right now.
Él está desparramando misericordia ilimitada sobre ti en este momento.
Simply learn how to appreciate the love of Krishna.
Simplemente aprende cómo apreciar el amor de Krishna.
This was what very much attracted me to the teachings of the Gita.
Esto fue lo que más me atrajo a mí a las enseñanzas del Gita.
I was raised as a Christian.
Yo fui criado como un cristiano.
And God was some very very far off in the distance.
Donde Dios está allá, lejos, lejos, fuera del alcance.
He was not approachable, really.
It's
not that you could have a one-on-one exchange with him or anything like that. He was too far away. He was too big and we were too small. But then when I discovered Bhagavad Gita, in which God is directly speaking to us,
donde Dios está directamente hablándonos.
God said,
Dios dice,
if you offer me some food with love, I'll take it from you.
Si tú me ofreces alguna comida con amor, yo la aceptaré.
That was really amazing.
Eso es tan maravilloso.
I can directly offer something to God.
Yo puedo directamente ofrecerle algo a Dios.
He'll accept it from me?
¿Y va a aceptarlo de mí?
Little old me?
De mi pequeño yo?
I can actually give him something, he'll accept it from me?
Yo puedo darle algo y él va a aceptarlo?
I was amazed by that concept.
Estaba sorprendido por esa.
So I began offering my food to Krishna.
Entonces yo comencé a ofrecer mi comida a Krishna.
I hadn't met the devotees yet.
Yo ni siquiera era un devoto.
I haven't even read Prabhupada's books yet.
Ni siquiera había leído los libros de Prabhupada.
It was just some edition of the Bhagavad Gita I got from the Denver Public Library.
Yo tenía una edición del Bhagavad Gita que saqué de una biblioteca de Denver.
And that verse just happened to be translated correctly.
Y sucedió que este verso estaba traducido directamente.
So that way I got my beginning in spiritual life by offering my food to Krishna.
Ese fue el comienzo de mi vida espiritual, ofreciendo mi comida a Krishna.
And chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Y cantando el mantra Hare Krishna.
And meditating on the beautiful poster of Radha and Krishna.
Y meditar en un hermoso póster de Radha y Krishna.
And I thought, I can't have a career in this material world.
Yo pensé, no puedo tener una carrera en el mundo material.
I need to just go to India and become a sadhu in India.
Yo me voy a ir mejor a India, me voy a convertir en un sadhu.
I don't have a career path here in the Western world.
Yo no tengo un camino que me de carrera aquí en
I will just renounce everything and go to India and be a holy beggar in India.
Entonces yo vendí todo y me fui a India y al.
At that time, I was following the path, philosophical path of Neti-Neti. At that time, I was following the philosophical path. Neti, neti. Neti, neti means not this, not that. Cut away all material attachments.
Ajá. Yo en ese momento estaba siguiendo el camino a mi vida espiritual, cortando por lo sano todo.
Don't be attached to this, don't be attached to that. Neti, 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 neti. No, cut, 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 cut.
No estar apegado a esto, ni estar apegado a lo otro, ni estar apegado a lo otro. Cortando, cortando y cortando.
So I had some hippie friends.
Entonces yo tenía unos amigos hippies.
One girl named Carol and her friend, they were going to go to India.
Una amiga que se llamaba Carol, entonces fuimos a India.
They were going to hitchhike to New York and then get a job on a freighter and get a free passage to India.
Hicimos dedo hasta New York y conseguimos un trabajo para poder conseguir nuestro pasaje.
So Carol invited me to join them, so I was going to go with them. Carol invited me to go with them, so I was going to go with these two girls to India.
Carol me invitó a ir con ellos, así que yo me enganché y me fui con ellos a India.
Our plan was to meet in New York and then get a job on the freighter and go to India.
Nuestro plan era encontrarnos en Nueva York, conseguir un trabajo y después volar a India.
So I packed up all my belongings and shipped them to my parents' house in Houston, Texas.
Yo agarré todas mis pertenencias y las envié por embarque a mi familia en Texas.
And then I went. Then I took a bus back to Houston.
Me tomé un micro y volví a Houston.
So the plan was now to go to India and just be a holy beggar.
Entonces el plan era ir a India a un lugar sagrado.
But one night I had a very profound realization.
Pero una noche tuve una realización muy profunda.
And it was this.
Fue esta.
I denied and I denied until I could deny no longer.
Yo me niego y me niego hasta el punto que no pueda negarme más.
And then I had to start accepting.
Y ahí comencé a aceptar.
In other words, if you're saying deny, 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 I want to deny everything in this material world, you see.
La cosa era que yo negaba, negaba, negaba cualquier cosa en el mundo material.
The idea is, if you deny all your material attachments, you can become liberated. You see, that's the idea.
La idea es negar todos tus apegos materiales. hasta que te vuelvas desapegado.
This is the philosophy of the impersonalists.
Esa es la filosofía de los impersonalistas.
Deny until you're free from all your material attachments.
Negar hasta que te vuelves libre de todos tus apegos materiales.
But I realized after denying everything,
pero realicé que después de negar todo,
that I had one more attachment I had to give up.
Yo tenía un apego más que tenía que renunciar.
That is, I have to give up being attached to denial.
Eso era que yo tenía que desapegarme de negar.
I was attached to denying things.
Estaba apegado a negar todo.
So then the next step was I have to find something transcendental I can accept.
Excuse me, Maharaj.
Since I've given up denial,
hasta que, entonces,
now I have to accept something that is transcendental.
Entonces, cuando yo renuncié a negar, ahí pude aceptar algo trascendental.
So then my realization was, instead of renouncing the world, stay in the world and try to save the world.
Entonces mi realización fue dejar de negar el mundo, tratar de estar en el mundo y tratar de salvar al mundo.
I accepted the mission of trying to save the world from illusion.
Yo acepté la misión de salvar al mundo de la ilusión.
So instead of going to India, I went to San Francisco.
Entonces, antes de ir a India, fui a San Francisco.
And there I met the devotees.
Y ahí conocí a los devotos.
It took me a couple of years to realize that they were the ones I was going to work with to save the world, but that's what happened. I met the devotees. I went to San Francisco and met the devotees.
Yo fui a San Francisco y conocí los devotos.
In December of 1968.
En diciembre del 68.
But it took all the way until the spring of 1971.
Pero me llevó todo el camino hasta la primavera del 71.
For me to realize that these are the people that I'm going to work with to help save the world, you see.
Para realizar que esta es la gente con la que yo tenía que trabajar para salvar al mundo.
It took me a while because I was contaminated with Mayavadi philosophy.
Me llevó un tiempo porque yo estaba contaminado por la filosofía Mayavadi.
With Krishna's mercy, I came out of it.
Y por la misericordia de Krishna pude salirme de eso.
Because Lord Chaitanya says, Mayavadi basha shuni lai hoy sarvanash.
Porque el Señor Chaitanya dice eso.
One who takes to Mayavadi philosophy, for him everything is completely ruined.
Una vez que uno toma la filosofía Mayavadi, todo lo que hagas está arruinado.
So it was special mercy that even though I embraced Mayavadi philosophy, I was able to get out of it and become a devotee. It's Krishna's special mercy.
Fue una misericordia especial porque yo había abrazado la filosofía Mayavadi y pude escaparme de eso.
I thought I was an incarnation of God, you see.
Yo pensé que era una encarnación de Dios, ¿sabes?
So I was really an illusion.
Yo estaba realmente ilusionado.
But now, by Prabhupada's mercy,
pero ahora, por la misericordia de Prabhupada,
I know Jivera Sarupahai Krishnara Nitya Das.
Yo sé que es,
the constitutional position of a living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Que la posición constitucional de la entidad viviente es ser eterno sirviente de Krishna.
So when I was a karmi, I was completely miserable.
Entonces, cuando yo era un karmi, era completamente miserable.
When I was a gyani, I was completely miserable.
Cuando era un gyani, era completamente miserable.
But now as a devotee, I'm completely blissful, you see.
Pero ahora, como un devoto, soy completamente feliz.
So I want you all to give up any tendency to be karmi or gyani and become pure devotees.
Entonces les advierto a ustedes que lo que hay que hacer es renunciar a las filosofías yanis y volverse un devoto puro.
Anya bilashita shunyam gana karma nanarikam anukuyena krishnana shilanam bhakta uttama. Rupa Goswami says. Devotional service must be free of all tendencies of sense enjoyment and mental speculation.
El servicio devocional debe estar libre de todo sentido de gratificación sensorial. And the last part?
You have to kick out sense gratification.
Sí.
And kick out mental speculation.
Y especulación mental.
That's the secret, how to achieve pure bhakti.
Ese es el secreto de cómo alcanzar bhakti puro.
It all begins with faith.
Y todo comienza con fe.
You have to have very strong faith.
Uno debe tener una fe fuerte.
That there is God.
En Dios.
And God is merciful.
En que Dios es,
and God reveals himself to us
es misericordioso, en que Dios
in the scriptures,
revela,
in the scriptures,
en las escrituras,
and through the spiritual master,
en el maestro espiritual
and through the devotees.
Y a través de los devotos.
So if you have this faith,
entonces, si tú tienes esta fe,
then you're already on the path of spiritual enlightenment.
Ya estás en el camino de la vida espiritual.
You have faith in the scriptures,
tienes fe en las escrituras,
faith in guru,
fe en el guru,
and faith in the sadhus.
Y fe en los sadhus.
If you have these three things, then you're on the path of spiritual awakening.
Si tú tienes estas tres cosas, ya estás en el camino del despertar espiritual.
But you're only a beginner.
Pero es solamente
so how do you get to Krishna Prema?
¿Cómo alcanzar Krishna Prema?
That I can teach you how to do.
Eso sí puedo enseñarte cómo hacer.
If you're willing to follow my instructions carefully,
tienes que seguir mis instrucciones cuidadosamente.
I will take you all the way from neophyte to a pure devotee of Krishna.
Yo te voy a llevar directamente desde la posición de devoto puro hacia Krishna.
The second step is you have to associate with devotees, sadhu sangha.
El segundo paso es que tienes que asociarte con los devotos, sadhu sangha.
Because you develop the consciousness of those you associate with.
Porque tú de esa forma tú desarrollas la conciencia de aquellos con los que te asocias.
If you associate with people who eat McDonald's hamburgers,
si tú te asocias con personas que tienen pensamientos mundanos,
you will like to eat McDonald's hamburgers.
Y les gusta comer hamburguesas de McDonald's, vas a comenzar a comer hamburguesas.
You associate with people who like to climb the Andes mountains.
Si tú te asocias con personas que les gusta escalar las montañas,
you will also be a mountain climber.
También te vas a volver un escalador de montañas.
If you associate with sex mongers,
si tú te asocias con sexo,
you will also be a sex monger.
También te vas a volver un buscador de sexo.
And if you associate with those who are pure devotees, who are sincerely trying to be pure devotees, you will become a pure devotee.
En cambio, si tú te asocias con devotos que están tratando de alcanzar la devoción pura, de esa forma tú te vas a estar
sadhu sangha, you see, a very, very important thing.
Voy a decirle algo muy importante.
In fact, it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shashrikai, sadhu sangha lavamatra sarva siddhi hai. The association of devotees, it is stated in all the revealed scriptures,
la asociación con los devotos se establece en todas las escrituras.
By even one moment's association with the pure devotee, all perfections can be achieved.
Por solamente un momento de asociación con un devoto puro, alcanzas todas las metas.
Lavamatra is the Bengali. Lavamatra means 1/11 of a second.
Lavamatra en Bengali se dice solamente te toma un segundo.
But it depends on the quality of how you take advantage of that association.
Pero depende de la cualidad con la que tú tomas ventaja de esa asociación.
If you hold tightly onto your philosophical garbage,
si tú estás parado dentro de tu basura filosófica,
your psychic garbage,
en tu saco de basura,
you won't be able to take advantage of the sadhu sangha.
No vas a poder tener ventaja de esa asociación.
But you throw all the psychic philosophical garbage out and say, okay, I'm submissive now, you please enlighten me.
Cuando tú te sacas de la cabeza toda esa basura filosófica en esa posición, tú puedes estar listo para tomar.
Whatever I have learned in this life, it is all garbage, it is rubbish, I throw it away.
Cualquier cosa que yo he aprendido en este mundo es basura, no me sirve para nada, la voy a tirar toda.
Now, Gurudeva, you please enlighten me with spiritual knowledge.
Ahora, por favor, Gurudeva, usted ilumíneme con el camino espiritual.
If you have that mood,
si tú tienes ese humor,
then even 1/11 of a second,
inclusive una milésima de segundo,
you will get the seed of pure bhakti within your heart.
Tú vas a obtener la semilla del bhakti puro en tu corazón.
Which will produce in due course of time the fruit of pure love of God.
Quien va a producir en el tiempo adecuado la fruta del servicio devocional.
So the seed is planted in the sadhu sangha stage.
Entonces la semilla se planta en el sadhu sangha.
So then, how do you get from the seed to the full blown fruit in the prema stage?
Entonces, ¿cómo es que uno va de la semilla a la fruta del prema?
That I will now describe to you in detail.
Ahora te lo voy a describir en detalle.
Please hear carefully.
Por favor, escuchen con cuidado.
And please do it.
Y por favor, háganlo.
Not just think about it, but actually do this.
No
I'm begging you, please do this.
piensen, sino que háganlo, comprométanse.
The third stage is called Bhajana Kriya.
El primer estado se llama Bhajana Kriya.
But this means you do the activities of bhakti. You perform the activities of bhakti.
Esto significa que tú tienes que hacer actividades de bhakti.
The first step is you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Lo primero que tienes que hacer es tomar refugio en un maestro espiritual genuino.
And then you get initiated by him.
Y luego te inicias por el maestro espiritual.
And then you obey him. You follow his orders.
Tú sigues sus órdenes.
This will situate you solidly in the Bhajana Kriya stage.
Eso te va a situar sólidamente en el estado de Bhajana Kriya.
As I have many times given the example.
He dado muchas veces el ejemplo.
This microphone stand has three legs on it.
Este micrófono está parado fijo.
Uno, dos, tres.
Uno, dos, tres.
The first thing is shelter of guru. That's called gurashrayam.
Lo primero que tienes que hacer es refugiarte en el guru, gurashrayam.
The second leg is called diksha or initiation.
La segunda pierna es iniciación diksha.
The third stage is called obedience. Now you're initiated, you must obey your guru Maharaj.
Y la tercera pierna es una vez que estás iniciado debes obedecer a tu guru Maharaj.
So if you have these three legs, now you're solidly situated in Bhajana Kriya.
Ahora que tú tienes estas tres patas, estás sólidamente situado en Bhajana Kriya.
You've taken shelter of the guru.
Te tomas refugio en el guru.
You've gotten initiated by him.
Te inicias con él.
And now you're fully obedient to his orders.
Y luego completamente obedece sus órdenes.
You're not independent anymore.
No eres más independiente.
Now you're the servant of your spiritual master, and that's it.
Ahora solamente sirves al maestro espiritual y eso es todo.
Whatever order he gives you, that's your life and soul.
Cualquier orden que él te da es tu alma y vida.
So then, by faithfully serving your spiritual master,
entonces a través de servir con plena fe al maestro espiritual,
you become fixed up devotee.
Nos volvemos devotos pesados.
But to do that, you have to go to another stage first. To get fixed up, you have to do something first.
Pero para estar fijo, tienes que hacer algo antes.
That's called anartana vritti.
Eso se llama anartani vritti.
That means the dirt in your heart is expunged or gotten rid of.
Eso significa que la mugre en tu corazón debes limpiarla.
Just like when you pass stool, you flush the toilet.
Es como cuando vas a hacer popó al baño.
So we have so much stool in our hearts.
Tenemos tanta caca en el corazón.
Different types of stool, you see.
Diferentes clases de excremento.
We have lust, that's one type of stool.
Tenemos lujuria, es una clase.
We have anger, that's another type of stool.
Ira es otra clase de excremento.
Greed, that's another type of stool.
¿Ah?
Greed.
Codicia es otra clase.
Madness.
Locura.
Yeah. Illusion.
Ilusión.
And envy.
Y envidia.
And fear also.
Y temor también.
So these are different types of stool in the heart.
Entonces, estos son todos los diferentes tipos de excremento que tenemos en el
corazón. So by obeying the order of your Guru Maharaj.
Entonces, por seguir la orden de tu maestro espiritual.
Flushing them all out.
Estás girando la cadena y yendo todo el excremento.
And they get flushed out. That's called anartana vritti.
Y esa tirada de cadena se llama anartana vritti.
And there's a nice example in this connection.
Hay un buen ejemplo en esta conexión.
If you travel by let's say you take a bicycle and you want to go from here to Santiago.
Por ejemplo, si vos agarras una bicicleta, puedes ir de acá a Santiago.
The first half of the journey is very difficult, going up the mountains.
La primera parte del viaje va a ser muy difícil porque tenés que atravesar.
Muy, muy difícil. Up.
Arriba,
on the bicycle. It's so hard to go up those mountains on the bicycle.
Difícil que es para arriba en la bicicleta.
But when you get to the top, and then just glide down into Santiago.
Pero cuando llegas a la cima, simplemente te deslizas hacia.
Muy, muy fácil.
Muy fácil.
After you cross over the top.
Una vez que cruzas la cima.
So once you get to an art, see, it's a struggle in the beginning, you see.
Entonces hay dificultades al principio.
You got that lust.
Esta
got that anger.
Esta ira.
Yeah, that greed.
Esta codicia.
Yeah, that laziness.
Esta vagancia.
Yeah, that craziness.
La locura.
Yeah, that envy.
La envidia.
Very, very difficult. Muy, muy difícil. Deal with all this crap.
Sí, no puedo.
You see?
Es así, ¿no?
But when you get to the top,
pero cuando llegas
when
a
you
la
achieve
cima,
the anartana vritti stage,
que es el estado de anartana vritti,
wow. Now it's very, very easy.
Ahora es tan fácil.
Now you just come, you drive, you glide all the way into prema.
Simplemente nadas en el camino del prema.
So you got to work really hard to get to Anartanibriti.
Entonces hay que trabajar muy duro para alcanzar Anartanibriti.
You got to have faith.
Got to
associate with devotees and with loving relationships. You have to have a guru. You have to obey your guru. And by doing that, you're going to get rid of all this stool within your heart. And you're going to get to Anartanibriti. And then it's very easy for them. It's almost automatic after Anartanibriti. Almost automatic.
You
know, you're a fixed-up devotee, you see.
Ahora es un devoto fijo.
You see, you're not... even if a prostitute comes and undresses in front of you, you'll just chant Hare Krishna like Haridas Thakur, you see.
Inclusive, si una prostituta se desviste delante de ti, tú vas a seguir cantando.
Even a beautiful young prostitute.
Joven,
will not disturb your mind.
No va a disperturbar tu mente.
You'll just chant Hare Krishna.
Solamente vas a cantar Hare Krishna.
And make her a devotee.
Y vas a hacerla devota.
So, and after you become fixed up, nishta.
Debemos volvernos fijos.
The next stage is so unbelievably wonderful.
El próximo paso es tan increíblemente hermoso.
That stage is called Ruchi.
Ese estado se llama Ruchi.
And the Ruchi stage is described by Rupa Goswami.
Y el estado de Ruchi es descrito por Rupa Goswami.
Tate nukampam susamikshamano punjana evat mrkatam vapakam tadvag ridvag vipar. Let's see. Is that the right verse? Am I giving the right verse? Let's see. Tunde tandamani vating vitanate tandavali labdeye karna kradakadamani gati te kanabride braspiham chaitra pangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyadvir amritai krishneti varnadvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know.
Rupa Goswami says, yo no sabía.
How much nectar?
Quanto nectar?
These two syllables,
estas dos sílabas,
Krishna,
Krishna,
have produced.
Producen.
Because when I vibrate Krishna,
porque por vibrar Krishna,
there's so much nectar. Krishna dances on my tongue.
Krishna danza en mi lengua.
And there's so much nectar coming out of Krishna that my lone little mouth can't hold that nectar.
Y hay tanto néctar que salen de estas palabras de Krishna que ni siquiera mi pequeña boca puede sostener.
Therefore, I need millions of mouths to hold that nectar.
Yo necesito millones de bocas para.
And then, when Krishna enters the holes of my ears.
Y de luego Krishna entra en mis oídos.
There's so much nectar that I need billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar.
Hay tanto néctar que yo necesito billones y trillones de orejas para sostener ese néctar.
And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart.
Y luego cuando Krishna danza en el núcleo de mi corazón.
I am stunned.
Yo quedo
in a state of transcendental bliss.
Paralizado en el estado de bienaventuranza trascendental.
Prabhupada considered this verse to be very important.
Prabhupada consideraba este verso muy importante.
He told George Harrison to write a song with this verse.
Inclusive instruyó a hacer una canción de este
to make it popular.
Que se volvió muy popular.
But I don't think that George did them.
No creo que la conozca.
So I did them. I wrote a song based on that verse. English song with guitar and everything.
Yo la conocí y la canté en mi guitarra.
Someday I will sing it for you.
Algún día la voy a cantar para ustedes.
So anyway, I don't have a guitar tonight, so I can't do it.
No tengo una guitarra ahora, así que no puedo.
Actually, 12-string guitar is the best. But I don't have one, so I can't sing it tonight. But anyway, the next stage, after Ruchi.
El próximo paso después de Ruchi.
That is a very, very wonderful stage.
Es un estado muy hermoso.
Asakti.
Asakti.
That is the stage of attachment.
Ese es el estado de apego.
And the most wonderful, wonderful thing happens when you come to the Asakti stage.
Y algo muy, muy maravilloso.
maravilloso pasa cuando tú vuelves.
That wonderful thing is this.
Y una de las cosas es esta.
You actually remember who you are in Krishna's pastimes.
En realidad, tú puedes recordar quién eres en los pasatiempos de Krishna.
That's called your svarup, your original spiritual form.
Ese es el svarup. Tienes visión de tu
forma. You're not situated in it yet, but now you remember what it is.
No está situada en ella en este momento. Oh, yes. ¿Recuerdas cuál era?
In Krishna's pastimes, I'm this, I'm that. You remember it.
En los pasatiempos de Krishna, yo era esto, recuerdo.
Actually, you're a pure devotee now of the Asakti.
En realidad, en ese momento te conviertes en un devoto puro.
But you have a little more maturing to do before you become fully situated in prema.
Y falta un poquito más de madurez para que te vuelvas completamente en prema.
You have to start experiencing the emotions of that relationship with Krishna.
Tú tienes que estar comenzar a saborear esas emociones.
You see, every single relationship, there's certain types of feelings they exchange with Krishna.
Toda la relación, esas emociones tienen que ver con la relación que.
The gopis exchange one type of feeling.
Algunos en un estado.
The gopas another type of feeling.
En otro tipo de.
The cows another type of feeling.
Y después otro tipo de sentimientos.
The peacocks, even the rocks. Have loving reciprocation with Krishna. The rocks also have.
Las rocas también tienen una relación recíproca con Krishna.
In Goloka Vrindavan, everything is a person.
Cuando tú vas a Vrindavan, cada cosa es.
Even the rocks are devotees.
Inclusive las piedras son devotos.
So everyone has their feelings of loving reciprocation with Krishna.
Entonces todo tiene como este sentimiento de reciprocar en amor.
So in the bhava stage, these emotions become awakened.
Y en el estado de bhava, todas estas emociones.
How to associate with Krishna with certain feelings.
Porque estamos asociándolo con Krishna con estos sentimientos.
And you begin to associate with Krishna in that feeling of love according to that relationship.
Entonces nos asociamos con Krishna en estos sentimientos de amor, cada uno en su relación.
And once you master the ability to reciprocate in that particular feeling with Krishna.
Y cuanto más tú desarrollas esta relación, más sentimientos tienes por Krishna.
Prema.
Prema.
Now you're fully situated in your visual relationship.
Ahora estás completamente situado en una.
You've been through your training program, you see.
Es como un programa de entrenamiento.
Boot camp.
Es un campamento.
Training like in the military boot camp.
Como en el entrenamiento militar.
Now you're fully situated in your eternal relationship with
ahora
Krishna.
Estás completamente situado en tu eterna relación con Krishna.
So in this way.
Entonces, de esta manera,
please take this up now. Have step number one. Have full faith in this process.
Por favor, toma estos pasos para poder establecerte en tu plena fe por Krishna.
What I described to you is given by Rupa Goswami. It's a shloka.
Todo lo que te he descrito ha sido descrito por
Rupa Goswami. Adashradha tata sarum is a verse like that. So anyway, now we can have some questions.
Entonces, para ahora, bueno, ahora vamos preguntas.
Anyone have any questions?
Por favor, alguien tiene alguna pregunta.
We have Guru Mataji here, a very advanced devotee. She will also answer questions.
Acá tenemos a Guru Mataji, que es una devota muy elevada, que también puede responder las preguntas.
Well, in fact, Guru Mataji will answer the first question tonight.
La primera pregunta que la responda Guru Mataji.
And I'll take the second question.
Y yo voy a tomar la segunda respuesta.
Yes.
La etapa de los anartas parece que nunca terminará porque uno va descubriendo muchas cosas negativas.
The stage of the anarta seems like never finished because you always are discover new anartas.
It seems like an endless thing to get rid of it, you mean?
¿Quieres decir que es como que algo que nunca termina? ¿Eso es lo que quieres decir?
What is the question?
¿Cuál es la pregunta?
La pregunta es. Question is that anartha never seems to be ending.
That's a statement. What's the question?
Ese es un estado. ¿Cuál es la pregunta?
Seems that it's never ending. Yeah. So what?
It seems that it's never ending. That's a statement, not a question. Huh? So what is the, how would it be a question then? How would it be answered? You answer it.
Yes, just like when you are cleaning the house.
Es como cuando tú estás limpiando la casa.
When you have gone outside, when you come in cleaning the house, just like we are in the hotel now. The outside they have cleaned it, but now we are seeing there is so much dirt coming out more and more and more.
Es como que en el hotel que estamos. Por afuera se ve limpio, pero cuando tú miras en detalles hay mucha mugre, mucha mugre.
like Lord Chaitanya, when he was doing Gunnidya Marjanam, he was saying, you don't take out the dirt and leave it outside, it will come back.
Así como cuando el señor Chaitanya estaba haciendo Gundicha Marjanam, él decía, hay que sacar toda la mugre porque si no vuelve a entrar. Es como que cuando toda la mugre la dejas afuera, acumulada, cuando la gente entra caminando la vuelve a entrar. Entonces es como que uno tiene que estar todo el tiempo limpiando. Entonces cuando tú estás atenta a la limpieza es cuando haces el progreso. Pero si tú piensas, oh, ya estoy limpia, te vuelves inflada, de esa forma más mugre te entra. Entonces siempre necesitas estar limpiando.
Constantemente, how do you say constant? How do you say constantly in Spanish?
Constantemente.
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 Constantemente cleaning, 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 cleaning. Constantemente cleaning, cleaning, cleaning your heart. You see, that's the way you become a pure devotee. As soon as you stop cleaning, the dirt comes back. It's a very good point Guru Mataji is making.
Muy buen punto lo que hizo la Guru Mata, de que tan pronto tú dejas de limpiar, la mugre vuelve a entrar. Entonces hay que estar constantemente limpiando el corazón.
Even pure devotee like Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings.
Inclusive un devoto puro como Bhaktivinoda Thakur canta.
Gopinath.
Mamani veduna shuna vishayi durjana sada kamarata kicha nahi maraguna. I'm a materialistic rascal. I'm always full of lust. I have no good qualities. That's how he's saying.
Él está diciendo, soy un patán materialista lleno de lujuria. Si Bhaktivinoda Thakur está pensando de esa forma, entonces ¿dónde estamos parados nosotros? Nosotros debemos pensar también de esa forma. De esa forma podemos ver a Krishna. Los devotos cantan acerca de cantar el santo nombre.
¿Qué es eso?
Entonces eso es lo que necesitamos. Limpiar el corazón para obtener devoción pura.
He's saying when my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, then in my heart will your mercy shine. When, oh, when will that day be mine?
Dice la canción, mientras yo limpio mis ofensas, mi amor por Krishna se incrementa.
Okay. Now the second question I'll take, and then you have the third one. Okay.
La segunda pregunta yo la tomo, vos agarras la tercera.
Second question. Of course, I hogged on the first one too, but.
Porque me metí en tu primer respuesta.
But anyway. Okay, what's the second one?
¿Cómo superar la necesidad de ser reconocido y de ser querido? Porque veo que eso es lo que me lleva a enredos y dejo las rondas, dejo el mantra, dejo el bhakti.
How to overcome the need of being recognized and glorified? Because he realized that this is the way that he doesn't like much to chant, he give up runs, he give up association.
How to give up the desire to always be glorified?
Sí, and the need of
recognition,
being recognized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And loved. The need to be loved.
Yes, actually, the need to be loved, you just have to realize that Krishna is giving you unlimited love at every minute.
La necesidad de ser amado la sobrepasas cuando entiendes que Krishna te ama más que nadie,
he's directly doing it.
Él directamente lo está haciendo.
He's also doing it through the spiritual master.
Y también lo está haciendo a través del maestro espiritual.
You're already getting unlimited love at every minute.
Ya está siendo amado.
If you don't experience it, it means you're dull-headed.
Si tú no lo has,
you're dull-headed. You're dullard. Dullard means mudha. You're foolish like an ass. If you don't realize how Guru and Krishna are giving you unlimited love at every minute, then you're foolish like an ass.
Si tú no te das cuenta que Krishna y el maestro espiritual te están dando amor cada minuto, eres tan tonto como un burro.
And an interesting quote as far as the desire to be recognized.
Y luego el deseo de ser reconocido.
Prabhupada said a very amazing thing.
Prabhupada dijo algo muy maravilloso.
I heard this from Vishnu Janaswamy.
Y yo escuché esto de Vishnu Janaswamy.
Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Siempre están diciendo todas las glorias a Srila Prabhupada.
Why don't you become glorious?
¿Por qué tú no te vuelves glorioso?
That is actually, when you become glorious, that is the best glorification of the spiritual master.
Cuando tú te vuelves glorioso, esa es la mejor glorificación para el maestro.
When Prabhupada's followers become pure devotees, they will become very glorious, and that is the best glorification of Srila Prabhupada.
Cuando los discípulos de Prabhupada se volvieron gloriosos, esa era la mejor manera de glorificar a Prabhupada.
So therefore, you do that, you become glorious.
Entonces, hace eso. Vuélvete glorioso.
You become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Vuélvete un devoto puro.
And you'll be recognized all over the three worlds.
Y vas a ser reconocido en
but not that you're going after recognition.
Y más allá de la reconocimiento.
You simply want to become completely pure and totally pleasing to Krishna. That's all.
Uno debe desear volverse puro para complacer completamente a Krishna.
There was a conversation between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya.
Hay una conversación entre Ramananda Roy y el señor Chaitanya.
One becomes famous for being a pure devotee of Krishna. His fame is eternal.
Uno no se vuelve famoso por ser un devoto puro de Krishna porque él es eternamente famoso.
If those who are famous and recognized in this world, that is some temporary thing that's.
Los que se vuelven famosos en este mundo material. Es muy corta el reconocimiento.
There is a statue in Paris that says Napoleon is France and France is Napoleon.
Hay una estatua en París que dice Napoleón es Francia y Francia es Napoleón.
So France is there still.
Francia está ahí.
But where is Napoleon?
¿Dónde está Napoleón?
Maybe he's a rat running around the Eiffel Tower.
Tal vez él está corriendo alrededor de la Torre Eiffel.
Or look at John Lennon, the Beatle.
Mira a John Lennon.
Who knows where he is?
¿Quién sabe dónde está ahora?
He got into drugs. He was told, became totally degraded.
Se fue a las drogas,
heavy
se
in the drugs.
Loco, drogas pesadas.
He was shot dead by one of his fans.
Fue matado por uno de sus fans.
He was going a little crazy.
Todas esas cosas locas
where is he now? Is he? No one knows where
ahora?
He is.
¿Dónde está John Lennon?
By his karma, he is in some hellish situation.
Pagando karma en alguna otra situación.
Prabhupada says those who like to go naked they become trees.
Excuse me,
those who go like to go naked become trees in their next birth.
Todos los que quieren ser glorificados se vuelven árboles en su próxima vida.
So they made he and Yoko Ono made one album. They become trees.
Trees.
They be, you know what a tree is?
Those who
like to go nude.
Nude.
Can I
explain? Aquellos que les gusta, por ejemplo, estar desnudos, se vuelven árboles en su próxima vida.
They become trees. Yeah. Thank you for catching that.
Yeah.
And Guru Mata is the referee Brahman.
La Guru Mata es el es una referee Brahmana.
So.
Entonces,
there was a famous record album when John Lennon and Yoko Ono were completely naked on the cover of the record album.
Hay un álbum famoso de John Lennon donde en la tapa él está completamente desnudo.
So that means, according to that karma, he'd become a tree in his next life.
Eso significa que de acuerdo a ese karma te vas a volver un árbol en tu próxima vida.
So, and anyway, the point is.
Entonces el punto es de todas maneras.
Just. If you just focus on becoming the pure devotee of Krishna,
solamente enfócate en volverte un devoto puro de Krishna,
Krishna will recognize you unlimitedly.
Krishna te va a reconocer ilimitadamente.
And he'll reciprocate with you unlimitedly.
Y va a reciprocar con vos ilimitadamente.
When Krishna appreciates you, then you become appreciated by everyone, actually.
Cuando Krishna te aprecie, todo el mundo te va a apreciar.
Except for the demons.
Excepto por los demonios.
They may hate you.
Ellos te van a odiar.
They may want to kill you.
Te van a querer matar.
But that's all right.
Pero está bien.
Mari Krishna Rake Kai, Rake Krishna Mari Kai. If Krishna wants to kill me, nobody can protect me.
Si Krishna quiere matarme, nadie puede protegerte.
And if Krishna wants to protect me, nobody can kill me.
Y si Krishna quiere protegerme, nadie puede matarme.
So I put myself in the hands of Krishna, that's all.
Entonces simplemente me pongo a mí mismo en las manos de Krishna.
You want to kill me? Go ahead, I'm ready right now, you see. I'm ready right now. You want to kill me right now, Lord? I'm ready. You kill me right now. I don't care. I'm simply your property, that's all.
Simplemente soy tu propiedad.
Want to kill me? No problema.
Si quieres matarme, no hay problema.
And you want to protect me? That's all right. Whatever you want to do with me, I'm simply
si
yours, my Lord.
Okay,
next question.
Próxima pregunta.
They had something good.
No queremos el reconocimiento de los tontos, sino queremos el reconocimiento de la Suprema Personalidad de Dios, así nos volvemos perfectos. Eso es el verdadero éxito.
Okay, now a question for Guru Mata.
Ahora una pregunta para la Guru Mata.
You want to make the last one? Last question? Okay, this is the last question. So make it a good one.
A ver quién la hace.
Yeah, here we go.
Lately, I've been feeling confused.
Escuchando de su esposo recién decir que en el camino espiritual uno tiene que aceptar un maestro espiritual.
And I just heard your husband said that one should accept a spiritual master.
Ser iniciado por él.
Being initiated by him.
Y mi confusión surge de que a veces veo mucha hipocresía.
And my confusion come when sometimes I see so much hypocrisy.
En cuanto a los devotos que se tiran al fuego.
What was the word? Diplomacy?
Hypocrisy. Regarding to the devotees who go to the fire.
Que no es fuerte la promesa.
That I feel that the promise is not strong.
That means two legs on the microphone stand, it falls over. Yeah, go ahead.
They break principles before the fire because they are nervous. Or they celebrate with drugs after a few days when Guru Go left. I was Hare Krishna Prabhu aspirant. And when I was ready to get initiated, happened what happened to him.
Yo estaba muy motivado.
I was really motivated.
Y tuve que tomar refugio después de un tiempo.
And then I had to take shelter after some time.
Shelter of who?
¿El refugio en quién?
Tomé refugio en Bhaktivushan Swami después de un tiempo.
After some time.
Y a veces me pregunto porque no tengo esa inspiración que tenía al principio.
And sometimes I ask myself because I don't have that inspiration that I had at the beginning.
Entonces me siento confundido en cuanto al alma, cuál es la mejor situación, si ser iniciado y por mis problemas que tengo de adicción a las drogas volver a recaer y afectarlo a él.
Then I have this confusion about the soul of being initiated and then after some times fall down because of my addictions to drugs.
So, is he initiated?
No, he's not initiated.
Or seguir manteniéndome como bhakta, si igual puedo servirlo a él.
Or just keeping myself as a bhakta because I can serve him anyway.
What drug are you addicted to?
¿A qué drogas eres adicto?
A la cocaína.
Cocaine.
¿Qué?
And weed.
And
weed.
Weed. Marijuana. Okay. You want to handle that one then?
Yeah, I can share it.
Your turn. Go ahead.
So, it's not the fault of the spiritual master.
No es una falta del maestro espiritual.
It's just that our material desires.
Es solo por nuestros deseos materiales.
Sense gratification.
De gratificación sensorial.
I find more taste in the weed. I find more taste in the weed and cocaine and all kind of things which derange my mind more and more and more.
Yo siento más gratificación en el porro o en la cocaína, pero eso confunde mi mente más, más y más.
So, when disciple take initiation, he must follow the instruction of the spiritual master.
Entonces, cuando el discípulo toma iniciación, debe seguir la instrucción del maestro espiritual.
When you take the vow, cuando, the fire sacrifice,
cuando tú tomas los votos en el fuego de sacrificio,
I will follow these instructions.
Tú piensas, tengo que seguir estas instrucciones.
So we should not be carried away by the lust. We should not be carried away by lust.
Lust? No, 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 y no dejarse llevar por la lujuria.
Lust means many things. Lust means lust for wealth, lust for sex, lust for drug, lust for so many things.
Lujuria significa muchas cosas. Lujuria por dinero, lujuria por sexo, lujuria por drogas.
Now I have become a human being.
Entonces debe pensar, oh, ahora me voy a convertir en un ser humano.
Taking the vow in the front of fire, I have told the Lord that I will not do this.
Tomando los votos en frente al fuego, tú estás diciéndole al Señor, yo no voy a hacer esto.
Then I have become a little bit of a human being.
Entonces así me puedo volver un poco más ser humano.
So if you break that promise, you are going back down to the animal.
Entonces si tú rompes esa promesa, te vuelves hacia abajo a un animal.
So you should immediately remember, no, I want to remain at least human so I can go.
Entonces debes recordar en ese momento, yo me quiero permanecer aunque sea por un humano, entonces seguir.
Must go back to remember spiritual master, go back to association with the spiritual master guidance.
Entonces, en ese momento debes recordar y volverte hacia la guía del maestro espiritual.
Don't come down to animal propensity again. Have you become animal?
No, no, no te vuelvas hacia abajo, hacia la propensión de animal. No te vuelvas un animal.
Human being can follow the promise. I made the promise. I must do it.
Un ser humano debe seguir la promesa. Yo hice esta promesa y debo seguirla.
Who cannot control the senses, they are animals.
Aquellos que no controlan los sentidos son animales.
That is the difference between human and animal.
Esa es la diferencia entre humanos y animales.
If we cannot control the senses, we are just two-legged animals.
Aquel que no puede controlar los sentidos tiene dos piernas, pero es un animal. Y los animales no pueden controlar los sentidos.
You may have a body of a human being,
puedes tener un cuerpo de un ser humano,
but activity is animal.
Pero las actividades
brain
son
animal.
Animalescas, piensas como un animal.
So, since you have got a very good body, you must remember that you are not animal.
Entonces, si tú tienes un buen cuerpo, debes recordar siempre que no eres un animal. But he was asking what to do if remain as bhakta.
No, he must take initiation.
Tenés que tomar iniciación.
Who has taken initiation is better situated than who does not take. He remains animal.
Aquel que no toma iniciación es siempre va a permanecer como un animal.
You need to switch drugs, you know. Those drugs, aren't, you need to find a better drug. Since you're addicted to drugs, we don't suggest you give up drugs altogether. You just got to get a better drug. You have to get a better drug.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a drug addict. That's okay. We'll make you a better drug addict.
¿Sos un drogadicto? Bueno, está bien.
We'll give you a better drug.
Volvete un mejor drogadicto. Rupa, adicto a una droga mejor.
Rupa Goswami says Krishna consciousness is the ultimate drug.
Rupa Goswami dice que la conciencia de Krishna es la droga suprema.
So instead of taking cocaine and marijuana, you take Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And stay stoned all the time on Hare Krishna.
De esa forma vas a estar duro todo el tiempo cantando Hare Krishna.
It's a much better drug. Marijuana and cocaine, they bring you down. Hare Krishna takes you up.
En vez de tomar unas drogas que te llevan para abajo, el Hare Krishna te lleva hacia arriba.
Why are you so stupid? You're taking cocaine and marijuana. Those things are downers.
¿Por qué somos tan estúpidos de tomar cocaína y marihuana?
You take the upper. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's the real drug you need to take. Go home, and if you have cocaine and marijuana at home right now.
¿Tenés marihuana y cocaína en tu casa ahora, en este momento?
Yeah. Do you have any at home? Go home and flush it down the toilet tonight, okay? Flush it all down the toilet and never do it ever again.
Cuando vuelvas a tu casa, tíralas al toilet y tira la cadena y nunca más lo vuelvas a hacer. Necesitan ser cacheteados. Entonces, cuando estás entrenando un animal, necesitas cachetearlo. De esa forma pueden ser entrenados. Y después les das prasadam. He's one of the greatest cook here in the community. I have to say that.
He is?
Yes.
He'll become even greater when he gives up that garbage.
Le estoy diciendo que sos uno de los mejores cocineros acá en la comunidad. Entonces dice, él es, sí. Entonces decirle que puede volverse mejor cocinero si tira eso a la basura.
Anything else? No, stop here, Debbie. Stop here. Okay. We'll stop here, and there's going to be another class in the morning.
Tu servicio ahora es aceptar a Krishna y hacer pequeños y pequeños y pequeños progresos.
In other words, I have a Bhagavatam class here in the morning. What time?
Mañana tenemos una clase de Bhagavatam en la mañana.
What time?
¿A qué hora? 7:30.
7:30 a.m. We'll be back here for the last class.
7:30 de la mañana. Mañana vamos a estar aquí para la última clase.
Who will be here tomorrow morning? Raise your hands.
¿Quién va a estar acá mañana a la mañana? Levante la mano. Todo el mundo.
Okay.
La niña también.
Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai!
Hare Krishna!